to Washington, D.C., and Linda Kenyon.
Good morning, Linda.
Well, good morning to you. It's almost Friday. I don't know about you, but I'm already exhausted.
Yeah, well.
So, is anybody left on Capitol Hill?
Well, yeah. I mean, the leadership is there. They're still trying to come up with some kind of a deal to reopen the government. Some of the rank and file is there. I will point out that members of Congress are getting paid during the shutdown, but their staff people are not, and their staff people are working, and those are the unsung heroes of Capitol Hill.
Wow.
They are always working round the clock. Some of them are getting paid. Some of them are deemed, in air quotes here, essential, but many of them are not. And so this government shutdown is really taking its toll, not just on people that members of Congress can actually see, but on the American people back in their districts. So maybe they'll make a deal very soon. There does seem to be a bit of a crack in the door that maybe they are going to have a little bit of wiggle room right now and come up with some kind of solutions, maybe to ease the short-term pain while they continue to discuss a complete reopening of the federal government.
Okay.
Now, well, we got a problem here. We've got members of Congress aren't there. The president is out of the country. How are we going to get anything done?
Well, the president is coming back. He should be arriving in Washington, D.C. around 3 o'clock Eastern time. And by the way, then he immediately goes out to the South Lawn with the First Lady to welcome military families, foster families, and families of children of families of staffers at the White House for a Halloween celebration. But he is coming back claiming victory all around after over almost a week abroad. He attended two Asia summits, all mostly regarding trade issues, although some other issues. And I will just say that I was up until 2 o'clock in the morning because he did make some brief comments on Air Force One on the way back. He had to refuel in Alaska along the way. It's a 22-hour flight, by the way. So he's coming back from Seoul, South Korea, after being in Malaysia, Japan, and then South Korea, and had a one-on-one meeting with China's President Xi, and says that they made some agreements.
Kind of sounds like they went back to square one again.
That's a good way of looking at it, I suppose. They are saying that, the president is saying, he was asked on a scale of 1 to 10 how would he characterize his meeting, and he said it was 12. So we will see. He says a lot came out of it.
Okay. Now, question regarding the government shutdown. A lot of people feel that Congress should get the same health benefits that the rest of Americans get. If we don't work, we don't get paid. Is there a way of... how did this come to be that it's law that they get paid? Did they pass that law that even during a shutdown?
Well, it's good to be in charge, right? They passed the laws. There is something constitutionally that does provide for pay for members of Congress. However, they, for example, when it comes to pay raises, can vote themselves pay raises or not vote for pay raises. And the same goes for getting paid during a government shutdown.
But I thought that they had to be paid during a government shutdown. You mean they could meet the next time they meet and change that law or that rule?
Do you suppose that they would do that, though? I would say probably on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the highest that they would keep their pay, I think it would be a 12.
Here we go again with that 12, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, Mike Johnson would be the one that would call the shots, would he not?
Yeah, and Mike Johnson has kept the House out of session. So we're now on, day 29, day 30 of the government shutdown. And he has said that he's not bringing his members back as long as his government shutdown continues, that he believes the House did its work, and it's up to the Senate. And the Senate is the body that is embroiled in the controversy about reopening the government because of a lot of issues that include health care for almost more than 40 million Americans under the Affordable Care Act.
See, I'm not following his logic on that. Maybe you can help me.
Intractable.
Well, my point here is that if Congress is being paid, okay, there certainly has got to be other business they can be conducting that has that's not about, you know, the government shutdown. There must be other bills that are waiting in there that need to be going through to a committee. There must be, certainly there must be some investigations they can do.
Yeah, well, when questioned about that early in the shutdown, the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, said, "We've done everything. We have nothing left to do." Paraphrasing, of course.
Well, we know that. And now, is there a status? Has a lawsuit been forwarded regarding not swearing in the new Arizona Congresswoman?
Yeah, there have been lawsuits. There have been resolutions. The Congresswoman from Arizona, Adelita Grijalva, is the daughter of the congressman who died recently. She was elected to take his seat. Should she take her seat with on the Democratic side of the aisle, she is would be the last remaining signature that is necessary in order to bring a resolution to the floor that would demand the release of the Epstein files. And so the speculation has been, and Mike Johnson has been asked this repeatedly, by the way, is that the reason he's not bringing the House back is because he's protecting the president from release of the Epstein files. He, of course, denies that, but there is a constitutional issue now about whether a duly elected member of Congress is being prevented from taking her seat because the Speaker of the House refuses to swear her in. Now, he says, "I will swear her in when we reopen the government." But there have been multiple times where he has been able, he could have done that when, for example, the House comes in for pro forma sessions. Business can be conducted during pro forma. It could be in the blink of an eye. She could be sworn in 10 seconds or less. I duly pledge to, you know, support the Constitution, et cetera, and so forth, take her pledge, and then go on. But he has not done that, and he has continued to dig in on that issue, saying, "I will do that when the government reopens."
Okay, so now the point, though, there is it's the Epstein files. It would be the vote that they need to say, okay, let's release the Epstein files. Both Republican voters and Democratic voters are in agreement that they should be released. They're
correct.
And so, you know, this is kind of like the government shutdown in general. Everybody goes, "Hey, do your job."
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's
well,
frustrating.
This is one of the reasons why the American people often complain that Congress doesn't do anything, or Congress is out of touch, or they're not doing what they sent them to Washington to do. But then what happens? Well, when it comes time to elect their Congress people, they say, "Well, we need to throw all the bums out, except my bum. My bum is pretty good."
Yeah.
But could it be the donors that really are driving the ship as opposed to the voters?
You know, the lobbyists, registered lobbyists on Capitol Hill are very busy all the time, and they do affect legislation and sentiment among lawmakers.
So you're telling us the staff is not being paid, but they're working. Working on what?
Yeah, some of the staff is being paid. They're deemed, you know, what they call essential. But for the most part, they're not being paid now. What are they working on? Well, you know, there's always a lot to work on, even though Senator Speaker Johnson says they have nothing to do. They do have, the House certainly has a lot to do. You know, there are still, as you had mentioned before, investigations. There's still the committee that is looking into the auto pen, Biden auto pen, that President Trump likes to rail against quite often, saying that President Biden was not in control of the auto pen and that he wasn't essentially in control of his presidency. That is an allegation. By the way, all presidents do use the auto pen in modern history. It's just a question. Even Trump himself says he's used it, but it's he says that Biden wasn't in control and that somebody else was running the auto pen. In other words, there was a ghost president, so to speak. You know, there's a lot of things that can be done. For example, not to put too fine a point on it, but one of the reasons for the government shutdown is they can't reach an agreement on anything regarding spending. Well, why not try and reach agreements on that? Why not, you know, work on the behind-the-scenes negotiations? Why not start getting to work on the next funding measure? You know, Congress has one job, and that is to have the power of the purse, fund the federal government operations to serve the American people. And they could certainly be doing that job.
Linda, as always, we appreciate your great reporting, and thank you for drilling down for us this morning.
Well, you are welcome. We'll do this again tomorrow.
Okay.
Bye.